0.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number 2 of the program, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We roll right back into your phone calls. Tom is on the line in Florida. Tom, you had something else you wanted to talk to us about tonight, so I wanted to give you a chance to get that out there.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about property taxes, but very briefly, could I say one more thing about municipal or town?
Go ahead, sir.
You know, there's a definition of government under the Constitution where we have a separation of powers. Here we have our judicial, our legislative, right, and the executive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you take a town and you basically realize that it operates, you know, under a corporate veil, and it does do business, and makes money, it's all operating under one umbrella. There is no separation of powers. So when they call themselves a government, like town government, the government, et cetera, they're really not a government at all. I mean, they're patently not a government by the basis definition of government. Sort of interesting when you think about it.
Well, they do have judicial systems in my town. They do have our town council is so large that one might even call it a legislative branch. And
it's all paid by the same entity. It's just like Mark Stevens says, who do you work for? Well, who do you work for? Who do you work for? All of a sudden you go, oh my God, conflict of interest.
Well, the U.S. government's the same way. I mean, they pay all the same people getting checks from the same place.
Oh, I know. But basically, there is no separation of power, so you could actually analyze it as not really being a true government by any stretch of the imagination.
Sure, and also, the major issue for me is consent. If indeed the claims of various different state constitutions and the federal Declaration of Independence is correct and true, then this is a government by the consent of the governed. So it should simply be a matter of withdrawing one's consent in order to nullify their control over you. And so I think we're gonna see more experimentation here in New Hampshire with people continuing to live life as free men and women and nullifying their consent to be governed. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Tom, what is the other issue tonight?
Well, the other thing was the property taxes. And basically, you know, like they say, you got to pay your property taxes or you lose your property. And I always say, gee, it must be because your land is on top of their land. Because if you had true ownership or what they call perfect title, there's no way anybody could touch it or charge you, walk up and give you a bill every day. And the bad thing is, there's no due process. If you don't pay your taxes, you'll receive a notification, and eventually they will basically issue what they call a tax lien.
That's true.
And the tax lien
is sold.
There's
no day in court ever?
What?
There's no day in court on that ever?
Never. No. What happens is
they just sell it.
Tax lien gets sold. Then there's a period of time, like over here where I live, it's 3 years. Over in another county that I own, it's 2 years. But anyhow, there's a period of time. And then if you don't pay it, the property is literally sold off.
Yes,
and then the sheriff will show up at your door one day and say, oh, by the way, Mr. Jones, Mr. Smith now owns your property, and you've got to vacate it. And, of course, if you decide to defend it, you'll get shot dead.
Yep.
There was no due process. There was never a day in court. There was nothing. You just get separated for not paying a bill, just like if you were living in the ancient or old times when you didn't pay the king as so many pieces of gold, you know, all of a sudden the sheriff's men would show up.
Things haven't really changed that much.
Yeah, it's really just like that. And you know, at that time they were serfs bound to the land.
Well, we are too.
Right. And really, what's the difference between being bound to the land? The landowner has to pay the king, or in this case, the group of kings, mm-hmm. that is the majority of people that voted for whatever, and, you know, town government, the majority of people that don't vote to dissolve the town government. and those are our kings. Those are the ones to whom we are beholden. And if you're the landholder. And if you're the renter, then you pay rent to the landholder who has to pay the taxes, so you're still paying the taxes.
So I'm very familiar with what exactly you're talking about here, the tax sale and exactly the process you're describing. But here in Keene, they claim, the bureaucrats themselves have claimed, as well as people that live here have both claimed, that they don't take people's houses here. They will put liens on them, but they don't actually go through the process of taking them. Now, that's not to say it doesn't happen in New Hampshire. From what I understand, in nearby Winchester, New Hampshire, it happens all the time. They've got like six houses up for tax sale right now or something like that.
It happens in Florida.
Yeah, it happens around the country. There's no doubt about that. And I don't know if I believe the claims necessarily. I haven't done any research into it or anything like that. But I think that as we continue to gather more people here as part of the Free State Project, as more liberty activists continue to come here to New Hampshire and get active, I think we're going to see more disobedience in this particular arena to where people are going to just decide to not pay a portion of or all of the assessed property taxes. And let's see what happens. Let's see what happens when they pick on somebody who actually has people that will come to his defense. Usually when you see these stories of people having their houses sold from under them or being forcibly removed, it's usually the weird guy who's got it. I remember one of the stories from Florida when we lived down there. There was, you know, some weird guy living out east of the interstate somewhere, and, you know, he'd let his grass grow forever, and his grass was like 10 feet tall, and he was basically living in this forest with all kinds of rats and snakes and stuff like that nearby on his property. And so, you know, the media could easily paint him as being, well, look at this nut job out here. He's not paying his taxes. Now he's got rats, and there's a forest here, and
right.
We're going to have to come in.
He's
and
endangering everyone.
Right, right. But what if it's an upstanding individual? What if it's somebody who is known in the community? What if it's somebody who is putting a public face on his or her refusal to pay the property taxes? And not only are they putting a public face on it, but at the same time, they also have people standing behind them, people who are giving both moral and physical support, people coming to hearings and protesting and things like that. I think that could really change the face of this whole episode.
Well, property taxes, I think, are basically constitutionally illegal simply because it's a direct tax. And a portion tax is different. They come around.
Well, I don't care if it's illegal or not. I didn't sign the Constitution, so I'm not a party to that
document.
Yeah,
you're right there. Yeah.
Well, thank you for the call tonight. Good conversation. Appreciate the insights. 800-259-9231. I'm getting closer and closer, Mark. The more I think about it, the more excited I get about the idea of next time a property tax bill comes along, sending them 50%. And sending along.
Here's what I don't understand about sending a portion. You confuse them. Either you owe them the money or you don't.
Well, I would send a letter along with that as well, and I would say, look, from what I understand, here in Keene, the schools take about 60% of the...
We got the budget right here.
I can't understand that thing. I don't know. I'm not
I can break it out for you.
Accountant. Anyway, I've heard that X amount of percent goes to the schools, and I object to these government schools. I object to the curriculum. I'm not interested in paying for them. So I'm going to send you 50% this year, and the reason for that is I am interested in some services like protection and fire or protection, that sort of thing. And I do like the roads to be taken care of. Not that they do a good job of it. They do an awful job of taking care of the roads around here. But just as a symbolic gesture to say, look, you know, I'm willing to pay for services that I use. Next time, though, you need to send me an itemized bill for this taxes. Because here in Keene, it's just, they just give you a number, and that's it. Back down in Sarasota, they'd actually break it down. You know, here's the trash collection, here's the schools. Here.
Yeah.
And so you send me an itemized bill, and I'll decide which ones I want to pay. And if you don't, then I'm not paying anything next time. And I'll just go directly to the bureaucracy. I'll say, okay, fire department, I'd like you guys to cover my house. What kind of a check can I cut you? Just because I want to show that I'm willing to purchase certain services,
sure,
but not all of them if I don't decide that I need them. And additionally, I think this is the key. I can make an issue out of it by, and I was thinking like maybe the title that I give it on the blog at freekeene.com, which is our blog site up here in Keene, I was thinking the title would be, I'm giving my tenants a raise. And I would talk about how I have a duplex,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, on one side, these folks, nice folks, pay about $925 a month to live on one side. They've got a little girl, and, you know,
they work hard.
The economy's tough.
Yeah.
It's not an easy economy right now. So I feel like, as their landlord, I need to do the right thing and give them a break. Keep my money away from the tax people, the government,
mm-hmm,
people. Do the right thing. Hold on to that money. Take 50% of what I'm taking, because it's a duplex, so 50% should go to them. So if it's a $5,000 tax bill, I pay $2,500. That's $2,500 I've saved. I can reduce their rent by $100 a month.
Or two.
No, that's $100 a month.
Yeah.
And that way I could tout it as being, hey, I'm doing the right thing for my tenants. They can take this $100 a month and spend it however they want to. Maybe more people would do that. If more people joined in doing something like that, it'd be phenomenal. Well, coming up, Free Talk Live.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the archives So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just go right there to the front page of the website, click and download. In fact, you can even sign up for the podcast, and then they'll be sent to you automatically. Go and enjoy all that for free at freetalklive.com. He is the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Gallahad, Freedom Engineer. The Anarcho-Capitalist Adventure Series continues at freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com as we continue with your phone calls. It's a different Tom. This one's in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, I was just going through a news clippings about from 1933 in the Nashua Telegraph, reading the Associated Press reports about Hitler and his assumption of power in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what one of the tricks was that the Nazis used when there were demonstrations and boycotts of German products in places like England and the United States?
No.
Was, and they carried it out on April 1st of 1933. They staged a show boycott in which the Nazis marched down the street and painted nasty things on Jewish shops and told everybody, you know, we're going to boycott all these Jewish shops. And this is basically, there was the threat that if these foreigners, these people abroad, don't knock it off, the Nazis are going to take it out even more on the Jews.
Hmm.
Okay, now, this actually stifled some expressions of outrage, and I've got it documented because I set it up on a website with all these news clips on it, and what I was just learned is, hey, you know, that's kind of like the same thing that's stopping some people from fighting back in the United States. You know,
yeah,
like,
I was going to say, because history is an example of what's going to happen in the future. You have to be able to apply it properly, but I was wondering, what's the application, Tom?
Like if people fight back against the state, they're worried that the state or its goons are going to get even more angry and even more violent towards the people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what someone was suggesting earlier, and we've had many people call on this particular issue, and that is that they're frightened to death of standing up for freedom because they're worried about being struck down by the state's agents.
Yeah, well, then there's Patrick Henry. I like his approach to that when he made that speech on March 23rd of 1775 in Richmond there about the give me liberty or give me death. He was saying, look, everybody's trying to keep the peace, but we're already at war. I mean, what are we waiting for, you know, and if you read that speech there, you know, you see why I kind of like his attitude.
Yeah, I like that too. Somebody actually we actually saw someone give a presentation, a live reading in full colonial regalia. And it was pretty cool. It was a pretty moving, I think, pretty powerful speech.
It was for me. It makes me want to do it. It makes me want to get some kind of colonial outfit and read Patrick Henry.
There you go. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's such a frustrating viewpoint when you encounter people like that who, when you talk to them about liberty and you maybe mention the Free State Project and how you're a member or you're considering joining, and then they get this look in their eyes like, oh, what, are you crazy? They're going to kill you, man. This government's going to kill you. They're so dangerous. Well, hello.
That's the problem.
How long do you want to wait before you do something about it? You think you can, I know, you think you can just live the rest of your life untouched. You sure you see the police beating on some people over here. Sure you see the outrageous
taxes.
Sales of houses.
Well, just taxes in general. You know what it is.
In general.
As long as you keep paying in order to, you know, and try to stay under the radar, you think that you'll be fine. But parents have been fine, right?
Yep, and you see business licensing, as we talked about earlier, and you think, well, they don't license my business, so it's okay. I'll be fine. Or they haven't stolen any of my friends' children from them, so I'll probably be okay, too. I should just, you know, it'd be best if I just kept my mouth shut and didn't say anything and speak out, because if I speak out, they might attack me, they might target me, and I don't want my family to get hurt, and I don't want my lifestyle to be ruined, so I'm just going to hush up and see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. I'm just going to try to get on by with the rest of my life. But that's no guarantee of anything. When you can see example after example of the state government, you know, the government agents going in and ruining people's lives who've never harmed another person, whether it's over drugs or over some allegation about their children, as we've seen with the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ. We've got, actually got an update on their case here.
Oh, really?
Yep, in a little bit.
I've been thinking about them a lot recently. It's sad.
Sure it is, but they're not the only ones.
No.
There's other people that have had their children stolen from them. So you can't just live in this fantasy that you're going to be immune from all of this. The more time continues to pass, the bigger the government gets, the more intrusive it becomes, the more oppressive it becomes, the larger the police state is, the more likely you're going to get caught up. Whatever the action might be, whether it's related to your business, whether it's related to your personal life, odds increase as time goes on that they will target you. And then what are you going to do? Then, well, it's going to be, you know, as Pastor Martin Niemöller said in World War II, it's going to be too late at that point. Because if you had managed to make it another 10 years without being molested by the government, during that 10-year period of time, there have been a lot of people that have been hurt, and they have had their lives ruined. And maybe they're all going to be in jail, and then who's going to stand up for you? If everybody's doing this let's hunker down and stay quiet thing, then no one's going to stand up and say, hey, that's wrong, when you finally get arrested or they take away your children from you. No one's going to stand up and come to your aid in that particular case. You'd be lucky if your mom comes to your court trial.
Right. You know, in the case of the folks in Texas, they're doing a little something unusual. And that's the religious group out there. And in the case of the guy with the barber shop today, you know, he didn't have his barber's license, and you can always pay your barber's license, so then you'll be relatively safe. But the 70-something-year-old guy yesterday in Miami who was given the ride to some gal he met at the grocery store. Right. Some gal he met at the grocery store, and she demanded to pay him, so he said, okay, give me $5. That could be you, people. That could be
sure.
Anybody.
Yep.
And the couple that had their kid taken away because they were starving it. I think it was 2 weeks? 2 weeks old. They were starving it. It had, the child had lost 10 ounces, from birth. And my child was in the same boat. I think Jack had lost 9 ounces, right away after birth. And they could have taken anybody's kid. Anybody's. It boils down to luck. Now,
yeah,
with this
right.
government.
And that luck quotient goes down
right,
over time.
It does, because there's more and more bureaucrats, and they have to have more and more things to do.
And all they know how to do is regulate and control and govern. Govern means to control.
They're doing taxi medallion stings in Miami Gardens.
Yep.
What are they doing in your town?
They arrested
a lady in Utah. What are people doing in your town to roll back government? Because I know I see people doing something every single day here in my town. Let alone my state. There are several people in my state doing something to roll back government. What are they doing in your state?
Not a GD thing.
Nothing.
You know, speaking of other things that, you know, could catch you off guard, what about that story out of Utah with a lady in her late 70s who was arrested for having her lawn not be up to spec?
Yeah, yeah, it happened.
Again, this crap can happen to you.
She was old and infirm.
More on the way. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
Here's another untold story that most do not know, which has to do with that famous finger gesture called flipping the bird. That gesture, that story, has to do with that phrase, pluck you. No, we said that phrase, pluck, P-L-U-C-K, you, which, by the way, comes from the phrase plucking the you, and it all comes from history. History pertaining to the Battle of Argonne Court in 1415. It was a fierce battle between the French and the English, which the French felt sure to win, and so made a boast of what they were going to do to the English once they did. They boasted for naught for the battle they lost, and as a result of the boast and the loss, the victors before and after the battle came up with the famous salute we today call flipping the bird. And it has to do with plucking the you. It was all once understood, but is now unknown and untold. We do tell it, however, at anotheruntoldstory.com. Go there and hear it at anotheruntoldstory.com. That's anotheruntoldstory.com. Go there now, for it's only posted there but for a short period of time. anotheruntoldstory.com. It's quite a story.
For another untold story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And they include the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listened to the show, just go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. We will continue with your calls. Just want to let you know that coming up, I do want to get to the story, since we're talking about the size of government, how it's growing, and how people are so frightened by it that they're frightened into submission. They are defeated. They don't feel like they can do anything about it, so they just want to hunker down. Well, look what's happening as you hunker down. It just encourages their behavior.
Whenever you don't say anything, they take that as consent.
The government in Britain is moving their airport scanners out of the airports, and we'll tell you where coming up here in moments, but let's continue with your calls first and go to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live, Bill.
Hi, guys. How you guys doing this evening?
Hey, what's on your mind, Bill?
Well, this one's kind of disturbing. You guys were talking in the first hour about government rackets. I think the biggest government racket to date so far has been the war on drunk driving. And it's
okay.
Taking a very nasty turn for the worst, especially if you're just an average Joe citizen. Apparently, in some parts of Texas, they're making blood tests mandatory for anybody suspected of drinking and driving.
Yeah, I've heard about the cops taking blood tests on the side of the road, different places.
Yep.
That kind of tweaks me out. I mean, the idea that
this completely unqualified jackass is taking blood.
Well, number one, that he's taking your blood from you. Number two, it's on the side of the road. Doesn't seem to be the most sterile, clean environment to be taking blood. But the idea
nonsense,
that
they're lawbreakers.
The idea that you would submit your internals, your body, I mean, the actual fluid of life, blood, to these police officers. And if you don't, you'll be punished. I mean, it's total control.
What I found, this article came by way of MSNBC, and there was a paragraph that I wanted to share that gave me the giggles. It stated that, you know, people were concerned because, you know, people do have constitutional rights, believe it or not. It's news to me, but, yeah, we do have constitutional rights, and we're really concerned about that, especially with taking bodily fluids. But this particular district attorney, his name is John Roach, he sees it a little bit differently. He says that an individual's right is protected because an impartial judge decides if there's enough evidence to issue a warrant. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but how can a judge be impartial if...
It's a fantasy. Judges can't be impartial unless there are, you know, third-party arbitrators selected on a voluntary basis by the two parties with the issue. Government judges are never impartial. They're always partial towards the state. It's just a fantasy, the idea they're impartial.
So, and they get how is the judge impartial when the only side of the story he's getting is the police's side of the story?
Yeah.
I've got somebody on the side of the road here. They're obviously drunk. I want to take their blood for a test.
Okay. There's no punishment if the judge says no.
Nope.
Right?
Well, but the judge doesn't have an incentive to say no. That's just it. He's always going to write off on it because it's a money-making racket. Because let's just assume for a moment that the person is not guilty of drinking and driving. The cop is not going to just pull you over, administer a test, and not bust you for something. So you're going to get a ticket for whatever the cop decides he wants to write you a ticket for at that time, because now he's ticked off because he just got rejected for taking the blood test.
Right.
So he's going to find something else wrong with you. And in the case that there is probable cause...
Well, can't they get you in most places for simple refusal? I mean,
here in Oklahoma, this is all happening in Texas. Here in Oklahoma, the way it works here is if you you can either submit to a blood test or a breathalyzer test, but if you should deny either one, you're still going to have a revoked license. You're still going to get charged with a DUI or suspected DUI.
Right. Refusing is basically this. You get charged for it? Because I thought it was all the same punishments as the DUI, but
you're found guilty of DUI at that point. You're admitting guilt. When you're in the state of Oklahoma, if you deny either test, you're basically, it's an admission of guilt.
And that's part of the agreement that one signs when they sign for their driver's license. It usually says on the actual driver's license, possession of this is consent to being breathalyzed.
Any damn thing we say.
Right. So, again, the idea is, well, we need more people to just opt out of the whole driver's licensing system. We should be certified as good drivers, but why should we be paying the government for the right to travel from point A to point B?
But it's not a right to travel from point A to point B. It's a privilege.
That's what they say, but I just don't know when it ceased to be a right. Because at one point it was. Can you imagine a person having a driver's license for a horse and buggy?
Yeah, I don't agree with you on that one, Bill. I don't think it is a privilege. They want you to believe that it's a privilege, but from what I understand, getting from point A to point B over unclaimed land is absolutely a right. I mean, you have the right to travel through land that is not owned by someone, and that's what the roads are.
Well, yeah, I totally agree with you on that point. I was just being facetious because that's the lip service that you would get from an officer when he pulls you over.
Sure. Very good. Bill, any other thoughts?
No, and I want to thank you guys for not interrupting me while I was expressing my viewpoint.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Now, we do interrupt, and we admit to interrupting, and sometimes we'll interrupt, but you might not know we're interrupting, just because it's the process of having a conversation on the radio. We had someone call and try to rake us over the coals the other night on this. And look, if you want to have a conversation with us, I'm going to have to ask some questions to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying, because I'm not going to pretend like I understand what you're saying. That's patronizing.
Right, and it's people do that during the course of conversations in everyday life. That's mm-hmm. sort of how the world works, how humans interact. But I don't think that I like the way you ask questions a lot of times. I think sometimes you do sound a bit combative, but you know, what are you going to do? I try to keep it out of my voice too, and sometimes I do too.
Let's continue with your calls. Jeff in Oklahoma. Jeff in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live.
No, I was in Oklahoma. Now I'm in H-Town. I'm in Houston.
Yeah, there
okay.
you go.
Okay, what's on your mind tonight?
Are you on a tour?
Yeah, I'm on a tour right now.
Excellent.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about some of these criminals in our government. You know, these murderers, liars, and thieves, you know, like Bush and Cheney with all their gadgets, just a huffing and a puffing and a smoking, saying, I think I can. But, guys, let me tell you something. I want to tell all your listeners, we're about to rise up down here. Yeah, we're going to take it anymore.
In Houston?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Listen,
who's
anybody
we?
That wants to make a point, all you got to do is go get a big old sheet, or you can get some huge cardboard pieces, put it together. Get you a big old black can of spray paint, and you can, any kind of black spray paint will do. Or you can use a bottle of black shoe polish, the liquid kind with a sponge on the end.
And
that
what do
actually
you do with
makes,
that?
Yeah, that makes really good letters, straight letters.
What are you going to write with it?
Well, you can write Bush Cheney crimes, and then you put something that, then you put your website that you're supporting, whatever issue it is with the government. You can put Google, whatever.
And you're calling that an uprising?
I'm just saying this is a way to make a point. But also you can put something like, Dear America, we lied, broke the law, and violated the Constitution, and then signed President Bush's name to it, and then put up under that, Google, whatever. And what you do is you go over an overpass somewhere like in Houston or a big city like L.A. or Atlanta, and you hang that over a bridge over the overpass, and when all these cars are getting off work at 5 p.m., they read that sign that says, Dear America, we lied, broke the law, and violated the Constitution, President Bush, and then you have your website there, and you put, like Google search Renegade Movement, for instance, and basically,
that's
a way to
get
your point across.
I think it's a good idea. What worries me about it is that they might just assume it's a Democrat sign because it's anti-Bush, and I wouldn't want to support the Democrats in that. But certainly, people could make these big impromptu billboards.
Well, you can make a Halliburton sign.
I remember one that said, "Where's the smoking gun?" Right after we had invaded Iraq.
There you go. More coming up. You take control. Thanks for the call, Jeff. More on the way. I'm all in favor of communications. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
8822.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month. That money will help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country and also get more internet listeners on board, thereby exposing more new people to the message of freedom and liberty. And that's a good thing. So if you agree with that and want to get some perks like access to the brand new toll-free amp-only call-in lines, as well as the amp-only chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're remodeling or building new like I am, you should take a look at innerknobs.com. They support the show. They're big believers in liberty, and they have wholesale prices on knobs and pulls and bath accessories and all those things. And I can tell you, it's an exhaustive amount of different selections there. My wife is still culling through as to what type of fabulous pulls we'll have in our house. Don't forget the fancy faucets. Yeah, it's innerknobs.com. They sponsor Free Talk Live. InterKnobs.com.
Oh, you get 10% off too, right?
Yeah, that's right. You use code FTL and save 10%.
I mean, it's great that they love liberty and support Free Talk Live, but the 10%, that's what's going to get people through the door.
That's you.
All right. At least, yes, you're right. It would get me through the door.
Some people buy on principle, my friend.
All right, 800-259-9231. Continuing with your calls, let's go to TSA George in D.C. on the amp line. Hello, TSA George.
Hey, guys. What's up, long time no yelling?
What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I was listening to a show a couple nights ago of you guys, and you were talking about, and some guy called in talking about the heart thing. And you're like asking, why did they turn it on yet? You know, they got to seem to use mind control. Why haven't they turned it on?
Oh, the harp.
Harp, yeah. The conspiracy crackpots were.
Before you jump down my throat. But if it really does control everyone's mind, all of humanity, then the reason they haven't turned it on is because they haven't found, you know, a way to do it where they're not affected.
They don't have a lead room or something?
Yeah, but then it's like they don't want to live in that lead room for the rest of their lives. You know, they're saying,
I thought if you took a tinfoil hat and folded it into a special kind of.
Turn it off to leave it, and then the second they do that, everyone's like, what the hell just happened? Oh, my God. and you'd be going, you know, hog wild with that. So
I figured if you took a I figured if you took a tinfoil hat and you folded it up in a special shape that you'd be able to keep the harp rays out.
You know, it's been tried before on signs and it didn't work.
Not working, huh?
Oh, they tried it on TV? Wait, it was Signs?
Yeah, that movie Signs, remember that?
Oh, it's a movie.
Those guys were actually wearing that when that, you know, that M. Night Shyamalan movie.
I missed that one, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. That's the one with, with Mel Gibson?
People wearing tinfoil hats. It was actually hilarious.
Okay. What else did you call in about, George?
Anyway, yeah, I kind of got into trouble at work last week here.
How's that?
Oh, my God. Basically, you know that queue where you're standing in line waiting to go to security, but you're not quite there yet, and then you come up to someone like me who's asking for the papers, please, and all that stuff?
Right.
Anyway, my team goes to lunch, they're closing the checkpoint. I'm asking, hey, who's looking at me up so I can go with my team? They're like, we'll look into that. Don't look into that. I wait 5 minutes past. My team's already gone to lunch. And so I'm like, oh, crap. Well, I noticed there were three other points to it, other people along the whole queue, the terminal, doing the same, you know, asking for passengers for papers, and the rush is gone. There's no one coming through anymore. So I actually took the initiative to close it myself. Now, mind you, this is before security. Before you go through security, I rope everything off and like the passengers. All right, go to this next. These next couple of guys, like I said, it's dead. It's lunchtime.
So you're trying to get out there. You're trying to close things down to get to lunch, right?
Yeah, George isn't the kind of guy that likes to miss lunch.
Just my little station. There were three other, you know, openings, so it's not like, you know, passengers are going to be held waiting.
Right.
Anyway, I get back from lunch. They call me into the office, and they give me an earful about it. Like, there could have been, someone could have snuck through and brought a bomb on the plane. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Wouldn't that mean that someone would, at the metal detector or the X-ray, would have had to fail in catching that thing in the first place? Like,
that's what it would mean, yeah, because you were before that.
Ask permission. I'm like, well, what? I'm like, well, I did, and no one got back to me. And they were like,
wait, you're supposed to just, George, you're supposed to stand there and starve, see? You don't understand.
George's not going to starve.
Exactly, and I was like, first off, what I did was not a danger to security, and we both know that's a quick trial.
So are you going to be disciplined, you know? Or did they just chew you out?
They chewed me out, and then they, on top of that, wrote me up and said, this is going to review, which could result in a formal reprimand up to termination. I'm like, whoa, wait a second here. You mean to fire me over this? And then, cops... Three cops can shoot a guy right before his wedding day. They still get to keep their job.
Yeah, I think they're just talking. George, I think they're just talking big, man. I wouldn't be too.
This will go down on your permanent record.
Yeah, I think they're just talking big. You're not going to get fired over this. I'm sure much worse transgressions have occurred. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it, man.
Anyone within the sound of my voice, if no German, can you say, show me your papers in German so I can, you know, memorize that on the air and keep repeating that?
Just go to Google and type it in. They have a translator.
Do they have that at Google? A translator now?
In written thing, but not in verbal.
Yeah, and the translators aren't always perfect either. They
just
translate
papers, please.
Papers, please. Yeah. That's what you want, George.
I know it's Papella in German or something like that.
Well, then bitte.
Bitte?
Yeah,
bitte.
I just, for the hell of it, I want to know how to say that.
There you go. Well, maybe someone will call in to help you understand. George, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. We go to Robert. No, we don't go to Robert. We go to Mac in Georgia on the amp line. Hello, Mac. Mac, going once. Mac, going twice. Let's try Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave. Dave, going once, going twice. Let's try Ron in Florida. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, fellas.
Hello.
Talker, are you there?
Hey.
Yes, this is Ron. This is Ron Paul.
Ron Paul calling from Florida.
Yes, I'm a congressman and I'm running for president.
Excellent, sir.
You know who I am?
You know, I know who you are. I think you sound a lot like Jorge from Florida.
What? No, this is the Ron Paul.
No, this is Ron Paul, huh?
Yeah.
That Texas accent seems to have changed a little bit.
All right, you found me out. Are you have like some kind of a phone tracking device there or something?
No, I just figured you were listening to us on your radio box.
No, he can't listen on his radio box because we're not on the radio down there yet.
Yeah, so we're on in Tampa.
Not yet.
Yes, we
are. We're on in Bradenton.
Well, whatever.
Sometimes during the day.
I still have my radio box. I have the internet, and I have a time machine, and I got all kinds of cool things.
So, Jorge, what is going on in your life these days?
Well, I've been building a time machine lately, but that's about it.
How does that work, exactly?
Do you want me to sell you it?
Well, sell it?
Why don't you tell me, where have you gone in time?
I've gone to the dinosaurs, to the Vikings.
Were the dinosaurs friendly?
Yes.
Oh, they were. That's good news.
So what are some of the highlights of your trip?
Well, Ian, why don't we go back in time together?
I don't know if I quite trust you.
Oh, come on, Ian.
So dinosaurs don't like Mexican food?
Where would you want to take me if you were going
to
go?
Where would you like to go, Ian?
You're my tour guide. I mean, you've actually been back there.
You're the guest. I will let you pick where you want to go. Where would you like to go?
I don't know. I don't really care that much about the past. I'm more interested in the future and the now and focusing on growing things and getting Free Talk Live on more stations rather than going back and investigating the olden days. But if you wanted to take me somewhere, I might go. I don't know. You'd have to convince me that the thing actually worked and wouldn't just destroy me. Like, I'd have to see you do it first. Like, you'd have to go in the time machine, disappear, and then come back, and you'd have to be okay. And then I'd really seriously consider it. How long did it take you to build this thing?
About 5 minutes.
Nice.
About 5 minutes.
I'm trying to fire it up right now. Hold on. I'll fire
go ahead.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. This is Jorge in Florida.
It sounds like you hung up the phone.
That does sound like a time machine.
Yes, I need a dinosaur.
Awesome.
Hey, Ian.
Yes.
Do you like my time machine?
I love it. I actually have one upstairs. Thanks for the call, man.
Travel back in time someday.
Appreciate it, man. God. I'll probably be doing some time traveling tonight.
That guy's crazy.
1-800-259-9231. Now, for those of you that are new to the program, and when I say new, I mean new within the last 4 or 5 years. He's been listening for, it's been 4 years. He's been listening for a while. He was one of our radio listeners way back in the day when we were just a local show in Florida. So nice to hear from some of the old callers occasionally. It always warms my heart when they call in. Especially Jorge, because he's one of the better extemporaneous crank callers.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can ask him all kinds of questions, and he'll come up with answers on the spot. Even though he hasn't planned much of it out, he can just come up with stuff.
Great. About 5 minutes?
The best character callers are the best improvisers, and he's one of them. More coming up. Hour 3's on the way. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNLive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our...